This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fighting fuel shortages and Israeli raids put the Gaza Strip's second largest hospital completely out of service on Sunday, local and UN health officials said, as Israeli forces battled U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants in the devastated Palestinian enclave. The latest blow to Gaza's destroyed healthcare sector came as Israel prepared for an assault on the southernmost city, Rafah, home now to more than a million mostly displaced Palestinians living in desperate conditions. Days after Alexei Navalny's death in Russian custody, world leaders and mourners are expressing outrage and sadness over the loss of a longtime critic of the Kremlin and President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Russia officially blames Navalny's death on an undisclosed illness at the Arctic penal colony where he was serving a 19-year sentence. Western leaders aren't buying it. U.S. President Joe Biden.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible. What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality. No one should be fooled, not in Russia, not at home, not anywhere in the world.
And as protesters left flowers and notes near the Russian embassy in London, people in Moscow did the same, calling Navalny a hero who fought for freedom. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Huge crowds took to the streets of Mexico City on Sunday to protest against President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's government and to quote-unquote defend democracy. Protesters marched towards the Capitol's central square, where organizers said nearly 700,000 people turned out.